Bloody fairy! She screamed as they flew off into the distance towards the king's castle. The unicorn bounded through the castle doors, throwing them aside to splinter. The king had just finished his dinner and was perched on his throne as kings do before bed when his unexpected visitor arrived. He knew what to do. This was not the first time he had been accosted.
Guards!
His Royal Highness bellowed. The hat bounced off the unicorn's head onto the heads of each of the approaching guards' heads, in turn making each of them fall to the floor. After the chaos of its actions, the hat turned away from the pile of fallen swords and armour towards the king. He was, however, pegging it up the stairs towards his turrets like a good un. Betty and the fairy were just at the scene in time to see the unicorn run back out the splintered doors, charging away for its freedom. They got inside. The bike stopped with an almighty jerk, brakes squealing. The woolly hat now had thrown itself onto the king's head as he tried to escape up the stairs. The hat was attached. The king's eyes glazed over. Betty and the fairy looked at each other. What could they do? The king was heading for his throne, the hat ready to coronate itself ruler of the kingdom. The fairy knew that if the king, with a hat in tow, sat on the throne, the spell could never be broken. The hat would be controller of the whole realm and would play out all its evil biddings.
Distract it,
the fairy whispered urgently to Betty. Betty didn't know what to do.
How do you distract a blue and white striped enchanted woolly hat that's been brought to life by a grumpy, agitated fairy? Bloody fairy, she thought.
Betty whistled. Betty whistled. As she did so, the king turned towards her. He was plodding towards her in his trance-like state. The fairy had zoomed off and had hidden behind a suit of armour propped up against the wall. As Betty distracted the king and the hat, the fairy made his move. He flew out and spotted one of the hat's loose woolen threads dangling behind the king's ears. The fairy grabbed hold and began to pull. As he did so, the king's arm started to flap at his head, swatting and flailing to try and stop the fairy pulling, but the fairy tugged. The fairy tugged harder. The king's swatting and swiping knocked the hat off. It tumbled towards the floor, unravelling in the fairy's grip. The evil enchanted woolly hat was no more. The king awoke from his trance. After he'd composed himself, he thanked Betty and the fairy for saving him and his kingdom. At this point, I'd usually say they all lived happily ever after, but they didn't. Betty said to the fairy he was
nothing but trouble,
and that she
disliked being dragged out into the night on an epic quest.
And with that, she stormed off back home, pedalling on her bike, a lot slower than she had arrived at the castle, leaving the fairy to shimmer back through the night from where he came.